This is lesson 14 in our study of Mishnayos Trumos. Today we will study together Perek Dalad, Mishnayos Aleph and Beis, chapter 4, Mishnah 1 and Mishnah 2. I may have already pointed out that many times in the study of Mishnayos in general, there are more than one way to understand the basic idea of the Mishnah. Obviously, there are many times machlokas and debates and discussions about fine points, but sometimes the Mefarshim and even the Rishonim are in dispute as to how to understand just the simple meaning of the words. When that happens, generally speaking, as a rule, I will prefer the approach of the Bar Tanura, of Rabbeinu Ovadia Bar Tanura, who was kind of the king of all the commentaries on the Mishnah. And if he gives two possible approaches, I will generally prefer the first approach. Obviously, there are other times when I will share with you other opinions and will make clear that these are other opinions. So let's begin Perek Dalad. Hamafrish miktsas truma umaasros. If a person, for example, has a crop of 100 so'ah, 100 measures of whatever, of wheat, and he puts aside truma or ma'aser, for example, of 100 bushels, he would give normally 2 bushels for truma, 1/50. Suppose he set aside just 1 and figured at some other time I'm going to set aside the other one. So now he has set aside 1/100 instead of 1/50, 1 bushel instead of 2, but he has every intention to set aside the second. Now at the point that he has set aside the first, what happens to the other 99? Do we say that they are now, look, if you give 1/100, that's also b'di'eved, fine. He gave truma, all 99 are now chulin, are now non-tevel, non-truma, and that's it. And when he gives a second bushel for truma, well, maybe it's just a matona, just a donation to the kohen. Maybe in some way it too has a halacha of truma because he had the intention to give it as truma. But as far as the rest of it, the 98 bushels, they are chulin completely. That's one way of looking at it. Another way of looking at it is, no, he gave 1 of the 2 bushels, so that 1 covers, so to speak, 50 of the 100. And later, when he gives the second one, that will cover the second 50 of it. But when he only, at the point at which he only gave 1 bushel, we have out there 98 bushels, half of which are chulin, have been mitukan, truma has been given for them, and half of them are still tevel. And when he gives a second bushel, then that second bushel is being mitakein, the half that was tevel. How do we look at it? So if we follow the words of the Mishnah, and I'm following the Pirush, which is made very, very explicit, in the Rosh, Rabbeinu Osher, as follows. Hamafrish miktsas truma umasro. So he gave 1 bushel of the 100 as truma. Now, he wants to give a second bushel. Fine. Motzi mimenu truma olav. He can take from the other 99 1 bushel, and that becomes truma. That's fine. We don't say that the second bushel that he's taking is representing the already mitukon half, and therefore it is not being taken from tevel. We say no, it's being taken from that part of the not yet mitukon 50. He's giving now another one. Avolo lemakom acher. However, suppose he has across the state another farm, well, let's say across the street or even just next door, another farm where he has another 100 bushels. Can he give truma from this first group? No. Lo lemakom acher. Why? Because he is giving from a storeroom of 100 bushels, some truma now from a storeroom which is already mitukan, which is no longer altogether teva. So therefore, he might be giving now this second bushel from the first crop, he might be giving it, and it might not be really tevel. So he's giving something which is potur, and he's being mafrish mipetur al hachiyuv. He's being mafrish from the first 100, which have become potur because of the first bushel which he was mafrish, for the second 100, which is completely tevel. So therefore, lo lemakom acher. That's the opinion of the Tanna Kamma. Rav Meir says no. Rav Meir Omer af motzi hu lemakom acher truma umasros. He's given one bushel. The rest of it is some tevel, some mitukon, some chulin. When he gives a second bushel, he is giving it for the tevel section, this tevel portion of the first 100. And therefore he's being mafrish from wheat, from tevuah, which is chayav. He's being mafrish min ha-chiyuv al ha-chiyuv. And that's fine. Rav Meir Omer, af motzi hu lemakom acher truma umasros. That is one approach to that Mishnah. There are other approaches, most notably the Rambam, who has a different reading here, avalo mimakom acher, but we will not discuss in this class, in this lesson, the Rambam's approach. So again, it means once you have 100 bushels, you set aside one bushel with the intention of setting aside a second. No problem in setting aside the second. However, you can't set aside that second bushel for a different 100 sa'im of truma, according to the Tanna Kamma. And according to Rav Meir, you can. Next case. And here too we have various perushim. And I'm going to follow, for the sake of simplicity, the first pshat given by the Batanura. He gives two. And the first pshat that he gives is based upon the Yerushalmi in Maseches Trumos, which explains the Mishnah this way. So I'm going to explain the Mishnah in a scenario which the Batanura paints for us, which the Batanura in turn derived from no less a source than the Yerushalmi itself. According to this approach, we're speaking here of a poel chaver, a worker who himself is a frumi yid, a talmud chacham. He wants to do everything right and he knows the halacha. And he has and he's a worker for an employer who's not so, you can't really trust his maestros. You can trust him to give truma, but you can't really be sure that he did his maestros properly. And the poel is now eating, as workers then did, he's eating his lunch at the home of the balabayas. And he finds out, mishahoyu peiroso bamagura, that this balabayas, his employer's peiros, let's say grapes, olives, wheat, barley, whatever, are in a magura. Magura is a large storehouse. Vinosan sa'ola ven levi u sa'ola oni. And he knows, the poel, the worker, the chover, knows that the balabayas has already given, earlier this morning, one sa'ah to a levi and one sa'ah to an oni. So the assumption can be that he gave the sa'ah to the levi as ma'aser rishon for a bunch of 10 sa'ah. And now 9 of those sa'ah are mitukon. Ma'aser rishon has been given. Usa'ah la'oni. And he's also given a sa'ah, or let's say, to make it exactly arithmetically accurate, 9/10 of a sa'ah to the oni, to a poor person. So now he has fulfilled the mitzvah of ma'aser rishon and ma'aser oni. Let's say it's a year where ma'aser oni applies rather than ma'aser sheni. Now, what can this poel do? How much can he eat? Well, he can assume that of the various, of the sum of grain that there is in the magura, in the storeroom, at least 8 of them are now mitukonim. Maaser rishon and maaser oni have been given. So presumably one saw of Maser Rishon, almost one saw of Maser Ani, has been given out of 10 saw. So therefore, the poel, the worker, can rely upon the fact that at least 8 saw are mitukonim. Mafrish od shmoneh soin, v'ochlan, he can eat up to 8 saw. That's a tremendous amount. He can eat up to 8 saw. Divrei Rabbi Meir. This is Rabbi Meir's opinion. The Chachamim Omrim, the Chachamim say no. How do you know that that one saw that he gave to a Levi was given to that Levi as Maaser Rishon? Maybe only half of it was given as Maaser Rishon, and the other half was Stamtstoker that he gave to the Levi, or a gift that he gave to the Levi, and similarly for the Oni. So therefore, the Chachamim Omrim Eino Mafrish El Lefi Cheshbo. He has to determine somehow how much of that saw was Maaser Rishon for the Levi, how much of the second saw was Maaser Oni, for the poor person. And if, let's say, he finds out that only half of each saw was really Maaser Rishon and Maaser Oni, then he can only eat 4 saw. This would be the halacha, that the poel can only eat in the seuda that's in front of him that which is lefi cheshbon. The Batanura explains further that lefi cheshbon here can very easily mean according to the cheshbon of the seuda. All that the poel chover has the right to assume is that the Baal HaBayis gave maestros for the seuda, for the meal, for the lunch that he is now serving the poel. So the poel can eat lunch. Can he eat any more? No, because he has to assume that the rest of the saw that was given to the Levi, the rest of the almost saw that was given to the Oni, were given to them stam as matonos, as gifts, and all he can assume that he's allowed to eat is that meal itself and not up to 8 saw. That is the approach of the Batanura to that Mishnah. We have now finished lesson number 14.